Welcome to Love Well on Purpose, a podcast giving you tips and encouragement to love the people around you with intentionality. I'm your host, Rachel Shelb. It's almost Palm Sunday. Growing up, I didn't really celebrate Palm Sunday very much, but as a family over the past couple of years, we've decided to implement a new tradition. We make palm fronds out of construction paper and have a Hosanna dance party. Check out the show notes for a list of my favorite songs for all ages to celebrate Palm Sunday. This year, the week leading up to Easter is hitting me different. I'll share what I mean in this episode. Let's get to it. 1 week. 1 week is all it took for the entire city to switch from Hosanna, the King is here, to crucify him. 1 week to transition from a carpet of palm branches to a crown of thorns. In just 7 short days, the people turned on him. He went from healer to heretic. I think about the miracles Jesus did that week. He healed the physically blind, yet one of his own disciples was spiritually blind. He knew the Pharisees were out to trap him, but he didn't retreat. Imagine being innocent, and yet the murderous criminal is chosen for release instead. I imagine the weight Jesus must have felt. We get a glimpse of his grief on that night in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus, in full humanity, calls out to his Abba, begging for another way. Now, I don't believe he feared dying. He knew what was to come. But for 3 long days, he would be separated fully from his Father as he took on sin and fought to defeat death and the grave for us. I can't imagine the pain, dread, and grief of knowing that the same one who had said, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased," would have to turn away from his Son, because God cannot bear to look at sin. One of my favorite hymns is "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." I think of it every Easter. The lyrics, "See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown?" For us, Easter is a glorious day. We celebrate Good Friday because we know what Sunday brought. One of my favorite parts of the Easter passages is as Jesus takes his last breath. He says, "Tetelestai, it is finished. The work is over." At that glorious moment, the temple veil is torn in two, top to bottom. The veil would have been 3.5 to 4 inches thick and about 60 feet high. It divided the Holy of Holies from the rest of the temple. No one but the high priest could enter into the Holy of Holies, and even he could only enter once a year after an intense cleansing process of rituals and sacrifice. I talk more about this on my recent blog, which is linked in show notes. When Jesus died, the work was finished. The final sacrifice had taken place. Gone was the barrier between God and man, both literally and spiritually. Oh, friend, do you feel the love and sorrow, the joy and grief of the moment? They flow mingled down. His friends and followers didn't know 3 days later the Sabbath would bring joy. They only had their grief. But that veil was torn. Jesus was battling sin and death, and he is always victorious. This year has been a journey of accepting both the joy and sorrow, the love and grief together. I tend to gloss over the hard things for fear of being too dramatic or sensitive. But this year, I've learned to sit in it all, to talk about it, and let it run its course. This Easter, let's sit with the reality of love and sorrow mingled together. May we contemplate the grief that was felt that weekend. But may we celebrate the full access we have to God because of that first Easter. My challenge this week to you is to remember that beauty comes from ashes, just as our salvation came through the perfect sacrifice. I am so grateful to have you tune into the Love Well on Purpose podcast. It is so much fun for me to get to share my heart with you, and I'm always grateful for when you subscribe and leave a review. To find show notes, you can go to rachelshelb.com/thepodcast. I'd love it if you'd share it with your friends as well. Also, don't forget to be part of my email community. I generally email about once a month, maybe one other time if I have something really exciting to share. And I include some of my favorite things and things I've shared that you may have missed along the month. go to rachelshelp.com/connect to sign up. A new episode will appear each Friday, and you can find out more about me by visiting my website, rachelshelp.com. Thanks for listening. Let's go love well on purpose.